Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro.
Obviously, when Alshon played, he was explosive and a playmaker for our offense. And, you know, the previous two seasons, he'd been healthy and highly productive. So he was frustrated by his injuries. We were frustrated by his injuries. And, you know, we got to get a better grasp of that. But, you know, part of the evaluation of a player is his injuries and his availability. And so we'll take that into account.
That was Bears GM Ryan Pace talking about Alshon Jeffrey when he addressed the media this afternoon, along with head coach John Fox. Pace said the team's offseason plan will go into effect starting tomorrow. He also said receiver Kevin White will be at full speed and ready to go when offseason training begins in April. It's Black Monday around the NFL. 49ers head coach Jim Tomsula, Browns coach Mike Pettine, and the Giants' Tom Coughlin have all lost their jobs in the last 24 hours. Chip Kelly of the Eagles was fired last week. He's already reached out to the 49ers about their head coaching vacancy. Meanwhile, Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase will interview for several of those open spots. He's got interviews with the Eagles, Browns, and Dolphins this week. Derek Rose's MRI today came back clean. Rose practiced this morning and is day-to-day. Coach Fred Hoiberg also said today that Joakim Noah isn't quite ready to come back, though surgery has now been ruled out for him. He's also considered day-to-day. Bulls host the Bucks tomorrow night. The Blackhawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Patrick Kane named the NHL's third star for December. In college football, Ole Miss receiver Laquon Treadwell and Florida cornerback Vernon Hargraves have both declared for the NFL draft. And in baseball, the Miami Marlins are reportedly close to signing former Cubs pitcher Edwin Jackson. And finally, back to the NFL, where CBS Sports' Jason LaCanfora is reporting that one of the final straws for Chip Kelly in Philadelphia was that he ruined the Eagles' Christmas party. He says that owner...
I saw that. No, the owner takes it very seriously.
Yes.
And Kelly made him move the party and do it on a Friday afternoon at the practice facility.
Yeah,
and
he didn't want to do it on the traditional night because he thought it would upset the routine. And so Lori was very upset. And that was apparently one of the final straws for Chip.
No. Excuse me. Dad,
are you going to pay me money? That's the actual Eagle party.
Great. Mm-hmm. Streaming on the Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Mm-hmm. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
You guys are going to be as negative as possible, and we understand that.
All the latest news and notes from Hallis Hall.
Well, I'm excited about the game. I mean, this is just football.
Rich Campbell with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
You got Boers and Bernstein in 670 The Score. We need get a chance now to talk with our buddy, our guy who always knows his Bears stuff.
He's at Rich_Campbell on Twitter and on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. So, Rich, did you learn anything today? Is there anything after that press conference we know about the Bears that we didn't before?
Yeah, maybe some things that were solidified. I would probably characterize it that way. Not a lot of new information out here. I think... Number one, we probably weren't going to find out anything because of the nature of how protective these guys are. But I also think it speaks to the fact that there's not a lot of drama around these guys right now. There's not a lot of intrigue. There's not a ton of storylines. They've got some stability in place. So that's a positive. Maybe we have a few things solidified, Alshon Jeffrey's situation. Now, the fact that Jay Cutler is going to be back, but they're not going to hesitate to draft a quarterback if they think that's going to be their guy for the future. A couple of interesting nuggets to chew on there.
And what about Martellus Bennett? What did you make of that little? Because it's like he was acting like, well, the most important thing is for him to get help. Well, he is under contract, though. You could have said, yeah. Oh, sure, he'll get Bell and he'll be part of the team. Will he?
Yeah, that's where you're really reading between the lines. And you know, Ryan began the press conference saying he didn't want to evaluate every player. And then he evaluated a lot of players really with Martellus.
Yes.
I mean, you see how this thing is going. He said they have gotten enough time to really get a feel for Martellus' personality, whether he fits with this atmosphere and culture, you know, a couple of the buzzwords that they threw out today. And we know from the outburst he had at practice that it didn't go over particularly well. I do think he was shut down because of the injury, but you saw the signs of friction between player and team ever since the new regime took over and Bennett stayed away from the offseason getting into this new system. So it wouldn't serve Pace well to say, yes, he's coming back, because you don't want to throw cold water on the trade market for a guy. You want him to get healthy so you can trade him if you want to trade him.
Right.
The thing is about the Bears, though, is that they are not in a position to let good players go. And you can make some exceptions for culture and the atmosphere you want to create in the locker room. I mean, you heard these guys today. They have not thought one second about whether they should have traded Brandon Marshall. I mean, that was a move that they'll make 100 times out of 100
mm-hmm.
for the very reason.
Yep.
Pace again to say, we need playmakers, we need playmakers, we need playmakers. And Martellus is a guy that's going to help your offense if he's in there and happy and functional.
I just thought it was strange. You said, I'm going to sit down with his agent. Well, for a player under contract, why are you sitting down with his agent if he's under contract?
Well, I mean, you know how he feels about the contract. He'd rather tear it up because he's got no guaranteed money left on it. So obviously they're in need of communication there at the mm-hmm. very least. And if you know, Kennard McGuire comes back with, hey, my guy's not going to show up for you, then you've got a problem. But I also think that with what the Bears are trying to accomplish here, I mean, they're not going to win the Super Bowl next year. You want players who want to be here. And if they can figure out an exit strategy that somehow gives the Bears a return, then maybe they could work something out where both sides end up saying, okay, you know, it's a handshake and you move on. If the Bears don't want to pay him, or if Marty doesn't want to be here, or he doesn't think he's got his due, or if the Bears don't think he fits, all those different scenarios, I just think right now you see where this is headed, and it doesn't, to me at least, point like he'll be back. But, you know, again, we'll have to see how it plays out.
I wanted to ask you, we talked a lot about this, Rich, about the atmosphere, what's going on exactly at Hal's Hall, and that was emphasized today. Can you describe some of that? What are we talking about when we say, well, here's the atmosphere they want? What is that? What are they shooting for?
So, Ryan, I think, did a pretty good job describing it today without articulating what it was like last year. And last year, as you got towards the end of the season, you just sensed that you were sort of riding the roller coaster car down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was nothing good ahead. There was the process of getting up required too much. And now some of this is just from the simple fact of this is what you accomplish when you hit the reset button. The excitement, the optimism of the unknown is part of what keeps you driving forward. I also think that there is a level of competence and in the new coaching staff that escaped the organization with the last staff. And that's just obvious from Adam Gase's accomplishments as an offensive coordinator, Vic Fangio's as a defensive coordinator. I mean, these coaches, you know, that's not Mel Tucker and Aaron Cromer, you know, first-time guys in this role or guys who haven't been established in the league. So I think the value of coaching, number one, and then number two, it is a locker room of good guys, guys that when things don't go well on the field, have not blown up. And to me, it does go back to Brandon. I hate to harp on him, but there are a couple mm-hmm. times during the season when, you know, maybe the Vikings game at home where they gave up 10 points in the final 2 minutes, and you say to yourself, man, this felt like the Dolphins game a year ago where Brandon went in the locker room and really was disruptive and turned a lot of people off and things started to splinter. That type of thing didn't happen this year. And so I think that's a positive. And now there's an understanding of, look, there's a functional chemistry, the processes are in place, they just need players to execute on the field.
This is how it was described to me, and tell me if this makes sense. And it some of this stuff may sound cheesy to us, because it often does to me, especially at the NFL level. But they're true believers, both Pace and Fox, particularly Fox, when they say they want guys who are passionate about football. You know, we always laugh when the scouting reports come out, Rich, and we read professional scouts say football very important to him. It's like, well, duh, he's about to try to do it for a living. But there's a way that football folks talk about this, and the Bears are true believers when it comes to being about the game, about the team, and maybe that discriminates against somebody like Bennett, who has a lot of other interests, and I think it's okay for some of these guys to have other interests, but
these guys don't necessarily think that that's where your head should be. They want people who really are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, especially because the nature of the game, you have to sacrifice a lot physically to be in it. So you've got to be willing to make those types of sacrifices and put up with the physical toll of the game. I'm absolutely with you, because also at this level, it takes the utmost energy, attention, focus to get the best out of your performance, and the margin between winning and losing is very slim. That you wouldn't necessarily discriminate against a guy who likes to draw cartoons or has an imagination like Martellus, but there are so much that has to go into playing well because the level of competition is so high that, yeah, the importance of football to a player is paramount. And I get it, and I think you see it here in a lot of cases. I mean, you could see it in any line of work. How important is the work, or how passionate are you about certain things? I think the Bears have move the program forward, as Pace said today, because they've gotten a better sense of every player. They know what they're working with at this point, and they know where they need to add and pull strings. That should make them better, you would think. Obviously, it's such an important offseason for this program, maybe the most important one that they'll have. And I do think that, you know, by and large, they have those types of passionate players in here and that are still trying to get them.
Yeah, what you and I might consider really nothing to the Bears, they don't want anything remotely resembling distraction. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say that about most any team. I guess the Cowboys, you know, come to mind. to tolerate that. You hear Fox use the phrase a lot, smart and tough. He wants smart and tough players.
Mm-hmm.
And he used that description to talk about Mitch Unrein. A couple weeks ago. And you know, it kind of jumped out at me because I thought, okay, here's the guy that Fox is applying his gold star label to, Mitch Unrein. Right. Now, is Mitch Unrein the type of player that you think is going to put the Bears over the top and win the Super Bowl? Like, no, he's not the type of playmaker that they need to win the North and dethrone the Vikings or Packers. But you need a team of those types of guys underneath the playmakers at the top. And so I think at this point in the process, you're searching for those types of guys.
Okay.
And then that's as important as now you go into the draft and free agency and you're still trying to build that top tier with the real strong foundation underneath it.
Well, I'm a little surprised today that, like you say, Pace said, I'm not going to talk about individual players, yet he did give us some glimpses into what was going on. So are we clear now that the Matt Forte situation is what we all think it is? And one of these things that you said solidified, that Forte will be given, for lack of a better term, a low ball. I'm not saying an insult on purpose, but there's a number that they're not going to go above to say, if you want to be a part of things, this is what you're going to have to play for, probably knowing full well that at least one other team is going to give him very good reason to leave,
yeah.
But making sure that it doesn't appear to be a screw you kind of thing. This will be managed in a way.
Leave a bad taste.
That they'll avoid some of the stuff that they've avoided with other players in the past.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think what we've seen over the last month or so, as we've sort of built up to this climax yesterday with Forte, is that it is going to come down to money, because the door's still open on both sides, and Forte has talked about, you know, a respectful offer, and I do think that he'd be willing to give maybe a little bit of a discount to the team he's played for 8 years.
I wouldn't.
For his family. But, but I mean, you know, but so me saying that, I mean, what is that number? Is it a million? You know, who knows? You have to be inside his head. I just don't think you could count on that. And that's why, ultimately, I don't expect him to be back. But if he is, I wouldn't be surprised. And it would be because they met at a number that somehow worked for them. And the Bears are going to have cap room to work with. And so, you know, do you try to make it work there? I mean, it sort of depends on a lot of other parts on offense. I mean, you look at this offense right now, and it goes back to this notion that how are you going to let reliable, smart, you know, experienced players who can actually help you leave? Now, one of the things that was interesting, actually two things that Pace that was interesting to me about the running back situation. Pace said, number one, the running back's room was one of his favorite rooms on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that tells you he's got confidence in the other guys.
It also tells you he's spending time in that room.
Well, I wonder if he was just using that as an expression, meaning like the
positional group. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Hard to say. But the other thing he said is, when he was talking about Matt and how much he respects him, he said, we have to be very thorough and very honest in this evaluation. In other words, honesty meaning, yes, we understand the symbolism, the legacy that this player has here, but can he help us going forward? I mean, I had a chance to sit down with Forte recently to talk about, you know, his legacy and what
he's
done
for
him.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah,
thank you.
Very good
thank
piece,
you.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt has talked a lot about production, and he says, you know, look, I have produced, so therefore I am worth this. But I'm not totally convinced that Matt gets that the past production isn't what the team is paying for in the future. And I get why there's a disconnect there, because as a player, you do everything you can to make sure the numbers are as good as they are. But ultimately, what's ahead? It's about a prediction. You can get into all the, you know, stats about running backs after 30. And you're right. Will they come to that number? I tend to doubt it, but we'll see.
You've got a real good sense, him. It was a real good piece. Do you have any sense at all about Alshon?
Yeah, I think today it became as clear as ever that he's not going anywhere, that they can't afford to leave to let him leave. I mean, you extrapolate his numbers over 16 games, and it's like 1,400 yards and you know, I don't know, like 8, 9, 10 touchdowns.
And they're bad without him. Yeah, they really, without him out there, Rich, it's just, oh, please,
yeah, so
no more.
I'm right now, Sean, for tomorrow's paper, and I'm kind of thinking through this all as we, you know, go over the last, you know, hour or so. And my take is that they are way more interested in finding a way to get past these leg muscle injuries than they are letting him leave.
Yeah, my worries are going to talk themselves into something. And Zach, when we went back and forth with this, is that it really is not settled science that this is a solvable problem. Even if you do everything right, and even as it's been explained to me by doctors, even if you believe that there's clear correlation between some kind of injury history and nutrition and exercise and stretching and all that, it's still guesswork. It's still just hoping that it is, some people are just going to have it keep happening to them, even if they do everything right. So I hope the Bears aren't saying, well, now we're going to have some sports scientist tell us that we're justifying this expenditure.
Right path, yeah.
And that way we'll be able to tell people, look, we did everything we could do. We talked to our special scientist, not our fault.
Yeah, I definitely get that. But on the other side, we've heard Fox in the past and then Pace today reference Alshon's 2013 to 2014 seasons when he played all 16 games. So, you know, by that logic, they're agreeing with you. Hey, before we got Alshon into our sports science program, he still played 32 consecutive games those two seasons. He was highly productive. He was a Pro Bowl player one of those two seasons. And so hopefully you get him back on there. What was interesting to me today was when we got a chance to talk to Alshon, I mean, he referred to hamstring strains as a freak injury, which – I think, you know, as you guys are playing out this scenario, yeah, you could do everything you can to prevent them, and these things will still happen as a football player. But these things also can be prevented. And one of the things I picked up talking to Foxy along the way was John distinguishes between what he calls injuries, and, you know, that's like your broken bone or your knee ligament because you get rolled up on, and then what he calls owies. And you can just tell by the word owie.
It's so football, man.
Yeah, he's me.
I mean, it's a diminutive term, right? I mean,
he's saying, come on, man.
And that's what that's where Fox is going to classify these hamstring injuries and stuff. So, you know, there's a level of a toughness factor, of a responsibility factor here. You know, you had Cutler mention this a couple weeks ago. I put the soft tissue injuries on the player, is what he said. I mean, that's a challenge to this guy to get in shape. Alshon said he's going to do it this offseason, but for me, it's going to be interesting to see how much the Bears can dig into his mindset about this and feel good about his level of commitment to at least doing everything they can.
And there was confirmation. It was something that I had heard more than a month ago and vetted it from a trusted source and told people that Alshon's just not the happiest camper. It hasn't been. It never felt comfortable here and would much prefer to play somewhere warmer, play in the South, where he doesn't feel so much like a fish out of water culturally or socially. And I saw that was reiterated over the weekend in the Tribune. So people are hearing the same things. And he apparently is more open about telling people some of that stuff. And that, again, gets back to what important is this team to someone that with that commitment and
same,
all that
same
it's going to
question
take,
over again.
Again, there's that question. Is it worth investing the money and the effort to somebody who just isn't as into it?
Yeah, Yeah, and so today in talking to Alshon, he was so noncommittal. When asked specifically about the Bears, he would just say, I love the city of Chicago. I love the city of Chicago. You know, I was actually thinking about that South comment, and he was asked specifically about that, and he said, well, if I didn't say it, I didn't hear it. So, the water's muddy enough there. But the bottom line is the team has the leverage here. You know, the team has the franchise tag at its disposal to use in this situation to protect their rights to Alshon. And Ryan Pace said today, you know, it's a case-by-case basis. We would rather work out a long-term agreement, but they can protect their rights to the player. So bottom line is that Alshon, no matter where he wants to play, doesn't have the type of leverage that he otherwise would.
Right.
The other thing about the Alshon's happiness that gets to me is that, you know, I've seen him in the locker room with Josh Bellamy and Kevin White, and he does seem to get along with all these guys, and they share laughs. Marquise Wilson is another guy. They do seem to have an upbeat, you know, relationship that you would expect from a positive team environment. But then Alshon is an interesting personality. He's really quiet.
Yep.
He's not demonstrative in any way. He is like the anti-Brandon when you think about like the alpha male type of personality.
But they were friends, though. Yeah.
I know. But I also think that Alshon is pretty easygoing for as much as he lets us see. So I have a hard time really thinking that he'll dig in here, considering he doesn't have the leverage, that he just can't make the situation work. When he has a player like Kevin White, who, number one, will make Alshon's life easier on the field, provided Kevin comes back healthy. Number two, they have the same agent. So these guys are definitely familiar with each other. They've got a good back and forth going right now. I think Kevin can be the type of a vocal leader that not necessarily like a Brandon style, because I don't think that's a positive.
No, thank
style,
you.
But,
no.
Yeah, but you know what I mean in terms of a
yes.
More
yeah, I get it.
He's just more outgoing. He's more positive, and I think that could fit well with Alshon. I mean, you know, the money talks, right? Like they pay the guy, hey, suddenly you're happy. So we'll see how it goes. But ultimately, I just don't expect him to go because the Bears can keep. You know, it's up to them to keep him.
Yeah, Ed, as always, it's a pleasure, Rich. I don't see how, because when he doesn't play, I can't take it. I want to turn the TV off or just go leave the room or go and step in front of a bus or something. It just, you know, and I know one player doesn't make a team. I know everybody suffers injuries. I know this, that, and the other about the NFL. But without him out there, it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely painful.
I looked up a play from 2013 for that Forte piece. He had mentioned a play against the Rams that got called back in 2013. So I went and looked it up, and I'm looking at the offenses they lined up at scrimmage on that play, and I'm like, all right, they've got Forte, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffery, and Earl Bennett on the field. I'm like, okay, that's a better receiver core than they have now. And then their offensive line is a younger, healthier Bushrod, a functional Roberto Garza at center, a younger, healthier Matt Flosson at left tackle, Kyle Long at his right guard position where he was a Pro Bowler. And I'm thinking, yeah, no wonder this 2013 offense was top five in the league and put up Jay's best numbers of his career. They had ballers on that offense. They were good.
Yep, the only thing they were lacking was an over-the-top speed threat. Yep.
And now they got one.
Go route guy,
we think.
Exactly. And so, you know, when I went back and looked, it really put into perspective how the offensive personnel has taken steps back, you know, with age, injury, attrition, and they really need to just continue to build it back up there. And it remains to be seen if they can. They need Kevin White to be good. They need Cronus Grassou to get stronger, and they need these running back situations to continue to ascend, which I think they were. And then you've got this quarterback question where, yes, Jay played well and Pace basically committed to Cutler for 2016. It's a no-brainer. It's only a $6 million option for a guy who played as well as he did, but they have said, you know, over and over, Ryan has said he understands the value of a championship quarterback, having been with Drew Brees and with Cutler at 32 years old. They are still looking for the guy who will be the one who leads this team to contention.
As they should be. Now, Cutler now is a value. He's gone from an expenditure recently. Oh, boy, look at what they're paying for this guy. He was just an average. And then you actually watch the games, and you see how important his pocket presence, his feet.
Yeah, he wasn't this fall yesterday either.
That any big play that they could possibly get was simply relying on that guy's skill. And now, like you say, his cap number is such that he becomes a value.
Yeah, and so the bigger question then, because that sort of is solidified, knowing what we know about his production, is who's going to coordinate the offense? Can he get along with them? I think a lot of signs point to Dow Loggins being a leading candidate. If Gase leaves, team would be able to interview Dal because it would be a promotion if you were to go with Gase, say, but then the Bears would be promoting Dal to offensive coordinator as well. It would be up to him whether to stay. I think Loggins has had quite a significant influence on some play-calling elements this season, certainly mm-hmm. that pocket presence that you guys were talking about. I think Jay gets along with him well. So I think in terms of continuity, as fans look towards the next chapter, what could Jay be, you know, this new and improved Jay in the pocket, what could they be with a full-strength offense? The continuity factor relies on Dal.
All right, terrific stuff as always, Rich. We will let you get back to work for the love of God. I'm sure you're busy doing something rather than talking to two idiots. We appreciate it, my friend.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune on the Boards and Bernstein Show. A little later on, Lawrence Holmes will be coming
your
way.
He's here.
I know he has strong thoughts as well about the way the Bears season ended and what was said today. So you will hear from him on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Dependability, or at least past dependability, is the biggest determinant in what we believe in, what we buy, whether it's clothing, whether it's cars, or whether it's football teams. Don't believe me? I give you the New England Patriots, who, by the way, have lost 4 of their last 6 games, and they back their way into the number 2 seed in the AFC playoffs. They could play the winner of the Texans and Kansas City Chiefs game. The Chiefs have won 10 in a row, and the Houston Texans have won 7 of their last 10 games. Now, one of those losses was, in fact, to the New England Patriots. You would all think that the Patriots are bound for the AFC Championship game if they're to get the winner of that game. Why? It's because of past dependability and the long-storied success of the New England Patriots, no matter how pathetic their last month of the season was. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Wednesday, January 20th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
I know you love college football, just not as much as I do. After all, I always say sports is life. Man, did I love watching those two big games leading up to our national championship game on Jan 11, Terry. Wow. Hey there, sports friends. It's Matt Abaticola. Who do you got in that big game? Roll Tide or the other team? You know who I love. Well, my sports consumption is made even better with the X1 Sports app from Xfinity. You know, Xfinity is the home of most live sports, so it's a no-brainer. If you love sports, you must have Xfinity and the X1 system. Now, the X1 Sports app allows me to track scores of any game right there on my TV screen. It pops up in a box on the side of the screen, and the current game I'm watching stays right there for me to keep watching. The X1 Sports app breaks down the game I'm watching with team and individual stats. I can even easily switch between games just by clicking on the score of another game. And with the Xfinity TV Go app, I can watch any game I want on my smartphone or tablet, no matter where I am. Now, new Xfinity customers can get started with the X1 Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years, plus you'll get stream picks included. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. Now, this offer ends 3/31/16. Certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call today for the necessary info and take your love of sports to a whole new level, maybe even close to my level for the love of sports.
I want to get close to your level.
You're close to it.
I am close to it.
Although my love of sports is slightly greater than yours.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, you're much younger, more virile.
Oh, yeah, much more. Yep, yeah, you're, absolutely.
That's why you're more into it.
But if you want to get your love of sports to my level,
I want to.
Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 5:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears wrapped up their season today with a 24 left up their season yesterday, sorry, with a 24-20 loss to Detroit. That means the Bears finished last in the NFC North. Head coach John Fox and GM Ryan Pace talked to the media today for the final time this season, and they said the team is on the lookout for playmakers.
Now it's up to us to make the right personnel decisions this offseason. And we need to add talent to our roster. We need to add more playmakers to help us finish close games, and we'll do that. You know, fortunately, we got a lot of different avenues to accomplish this. We got a healthy salary cap. We got extra draft picks. So we got an exciting offseason ahead of us.
Bears also signed 9 players to reserve futures contracts today, including Northern Illinois wide receiver Nathan Palmer and quarterback Matt Blanchard. Bulls are back at practice this morning after last night's big win over the Raptors in Toronto. Derrick Rose had an MRI today on his right leg. That came back clean. He is considered day-to-day. Coach Fred Hoiberg also said that Joakim Noah is not quite ready to come back, but is now also considered day-to-day. Bulls host the Bucks tomorrow night. Blackhawks play in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Yesterday, the team required Richard Panik from the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for forward Jeremy Morin. In soccer, French superstar Zinedine Zidane is the new head coach of Real Madrid. Rafa Benitez was sacked earlier today. And in college basketball, Kansas took the number one spot in this week's AP poll with Oklahoma at number two. Those two teams face off tonight. Maryland and Virginia come in at 3 and 4, while Michigan State falls to number five. Join 670 The Score at the sold-out 2016 Cubs convention, broadcasting live from the Sheraton Chicago Hotel on Friday, January 15th from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. to kick off the first day of the convention. Spiegel and Goff, Boers and Bernstein, and Lawrence Holmes will keep you updated all day long, expecting visits from current players and members of the front office. The new home of the Chicago Cubs has you covered. 670 The Score, Chicago Cubs Radio Network. I'm Julie DeCaro. You are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
That's because we are a baseball powerhouse.
So we are going to be, I never thought I would see the day, but when I finally got the memo that the Boers and Bernstein
at
show
the Cub convention
will be broadcasting live from the Cubs convention.
We plan, here's our plan for the day. It'll be a week from Friday. Mm-hmm. We plan on talking to every Cub alive.
Every Cub, every executive,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to
mm-hmm.
probe them.
Yes.
And we're going to take medical files on everyone.
We're going to treat them like Martians.
We're also talking to all the dead ones, too.
All the dead, yep.
First call in.
Ernie Banks is he wants to know where Lexus is. This is
he wants to know where the rest of his money is, too.
Where's my money?
Wait a minute.
Where's my damn Lexus?
I got $16,000. No, I don't. Yeah, give him that Lexus.
She also sold Ron Santo's feet to the city of Dixon as well.
Oh, boy.
We want to just find out if Ernie's cool with how it all went down.
Ernie, I think, will be a tough get, but we will still try. We will attempt it. But we will be in the middle. This is even the imagery of this is beyond my...
Us at the Cub convention.
Yeah. I can't see it, but it's going to happen a week from Friday. We will be there.
Bothering everybody. And you.
Yes, I will.
The station's going to be there from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's Speaks and Goff. It's us. Yeah. It's Lawrence. It's going to be a terrific day on Friday, January 15th.
Yep. So, we've been promised every Cub living.
Yep, every Cub living, every Cub dead. Frank Chance is going to be joining us.
Andy Pathko?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding?
Under a drive.
He's going to sing. It's going to be great. This is the other thing I learned over the weekend, by the way. I forget this, we decided, because my wife was working on New Year's, so the kids and I decided to spend all day going shopping and making chili. And I had gotten this terrific advice from somebody who really knows what he's doing. And he said, how do you make your chili? And I said, I don't know. I do it differently every time. And some I usually use stock or something, or just throw some water in there for the cooking liquid. He said, try this. He said, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But for your chili cooking liquid, once you got all the onions and the jalapenos and the garlic and the meat and everything going, and some of the spices, when you need the liquid, he said, use half black coffee and half Guinness. He said, just trust me on this. Try it, and then you let it cook another 3 hours or whatever. You throw the beans there, the whole thing. And I got to tell you, that's some of the damn best chili cooking advice I've ever gotten. So if this is that time of year where you're looking for some of those one dish dinners and all that, once you get everything going, instead of adding chicken stock or instead of just pouring in water, whatever, and I know some people use some kind of beer, but for the whole of the liquid, half black coffee, and yesterday's coffee works better if it's been sitting kind of overnight and congealing a little bit.
I forget it. I leave it places.
It's great for chili. You throw it in there.
I leave it places.
So I just wanted to make sure I didn't.
I thought that was one of those things where it was leading to that every December 7th you bomb Pearl Bailey. I mean, I didn't know where you were going with all this. Well, hey, you put this, you throw this in there, and then.
If you want to bomb Pearl Bailey, you can. She should be more than happy to see you. Matt in Oak Lawn, you're on the score. Hello, Matt.
Cub convention.
Hey, guys, my question is, if a playmaker like Jalen Smith is still available at 11, is it worthy to take a chance on a top five talent like that, or is the injury of
Let's find out
what the injury is. I like him, too, but we got to find out what the injury is.
We're not doing a draft show yet.
Yeah, neither one of us has really done any draft homework. We'll give you Matt Bowen's home phone number.
Matt Miller's home phone number.
Yeah, Matt Miller's home phone number. And both of them, by the way, the second time you call them, will come to your house and beat you to death.
Yeah, the teams don't even know yet. They're just putting together their lists for their coaches to see. The coaches are just now getting involved in some of this stuff.
I know who should be the number one pick in the draft.
Okay.
I don't know if he is. I haven't looked. I've done no draft work, but I know who should be number one.
Joey Bosa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he probably is.
If you make that trade, you go, okay, well, Jalen Smith is hurt, he's gone, and this hurts Notre Dame. And then, Here, you threw Joey Bosa out of the game? Seriously, dude? You threw him out of the game?
I couldn't believe that. That was like Roger Clemens getting kicked out of the World Series in the first inning. It didn't matter.
It was the first series, was it not?
Yeah, I mean,
And here's the other thing. I mean, Notre Dame people, I heard him complaining about the fact they played without Smith. Dude, they played without the best defensive player in the country. You have no idea. If you haven't watched Ohio State, if you just don't know anything about it, you heard his name.
He's not blockable at that level.
He's not blockable. Well, three guys, maybe. Illinois triple teamed him all day. Triple teamed him. I don't know if they had 12 on the field. I don't know what they were doing, but my guy had him triple teamed.
No, you need somebody with a blowgun somewhere, shooting poison darts into him to slow him down.
Yeah, yeah. That is quite the thing. You know, you wonder. You say, is there a guy out there that could ever be like J.J. Watt, who had three sacks and intercepted, whatever the hell else he did yesterday, and they make the playoffs and. You know, with a quarterback who can't play and all the other stuff. Is there anybody out there that's like that? And I say, well, probably not. Probably not exactly. But I don't know if you could triple team him every play in the NFL.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Terry's favorite words in show business will be said next on The Score.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three call! Cubs win! What a finish!
A fresh start. There's nothing better. That's what 2016 offers all of us. Take advantage of the new year by kicking off a new career as a truck driver with Schneider. Schneider has led the industry since 1935 by living out our core values and offering the widest variety of driving career opportunities. Explore all of them and give yourself a fresh start at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the addiction rehab specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the addiction rehab specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
.542 on Sports Radio 670 here on a Bears Monday, the last Bears Monday. It is also Whacking Day. And
it's Whacking Day.
A relatively
every day is Whacking Day.
Climactic Whacking Day, and we've said unfortunately that Jim Tomsula is no more for the NFL. And
now he's shift just, change is brought to you by enough. The love of God.
I just feel bad.
Brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack tickets, food, and sodas. Starting at only $89, visit ChicagoWolves.com. My two favorite words in show business has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, men.
Hello.
Look at you two.
Happy 2016.
Happy 2016. Happy 24th birthday to the Score. Right?
Correct.
January 2, 1992. Is that
that's
right?
Correct. January 2nd, 1992.
So that's good.
I was 13 when this station started, Lawrence.
I'm pretty sure.
And already that, brilliant. That's the beauty of it.
That Lynn Bramer started in the same year that the Score did. Yeah, I think he just celebrated his 24th anniversary.
Yeah, but he's missed 10 years by drinking.
Oh, yeah.
He's got 10 years he can't account for. And not sleeping. 10 years you can't account for.
He's actually only 38.
He's 38.
That's what it looks like when you do morning radio
it
for
is.
A quarter century. Yeah.
You know, and who's had the same path? I don't know that. Everything's fine. I'm just kidding.
Did you not know that Jim Tomsula was going to get fired?
He's just pining and being an idiot.
Why are you sad about it?
I love him.
You got a full year of Jim Tomsula.
Well, I guess if that's the glass half full way of looking at it, is we could have had no Jim Tomsula.
Yes.
And we got an unlikely season of Jim Tomsula that will never be replicated.
He will be heard from again, not as a head coach, but he'll still be around the league.
Now he walks the earth. He's like grasshopper.
And he came from Kung Fu.
Yes. You know, he just likes making fun of him, really. He just likes to play dumb sound bites and laugh at him. And then he acts like
it's
he's
a
pining
job,
for
him. But that's what they paid him to do.
You don't need him. There'll be another dope
that
will come along coaching an NFL team.
Dope. He's a particular dope.
Here's the beauty of what we do. Those sound bites aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, they're still there.
I just want him to have a hot mic in front of him.
He doesn't need a hot mic.
And a hot lunch.
Are you telling me that you don't enjoy when Tanny pulls an old George Offman bite out of the vault?
I know, because you're not allowed to use any of the new ones.
Yeah, can't use any new ones.
Sensitive. Nothing's going to beat the old ones.
Well, you never know. If you listen on the weekends?
I listen to George in the press box at Bears games because I'm in between him and Schuster.
Well, you can record that.
I did. I put it on the Facebook page.
Well, you have to sit between him and Schuster?
Hey, kiddo. Let's see, the way it is, George.
That's like being at some like family holiday event that never ends.
It's so great because, you know, they're former roommates. Like, those guys go way back.
It's like back to the old sports phone and that whole crew.
I mean, to college. Like, George and Schuster were roommates in college. So it goes back.
That's, you know, even the imagery of that begins to turn my stomach a little.
It's George.
You wake up in the morning, here's George naked. Hey, how's it going?
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
See? You found that enjoyable.
I did. It's the best ever.
And you didn't need...
Jim Tomsula looking for lights.
You're going to have all sorts of fun with the old Jim Tomsula stuff.
Yeah.
No, but come on. He's not dead. He's fine.
Or Ryan Pace trying to keep his breath as he's talking about how excited he is about
things. Very excited for everything.
he's Rube Baker from Major League 2. That's who he is.
You're allowed to be excited next year. You can't have that same press conference. He better enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Enjoy the
press conference where the expectations weren't very high. There were some things that he did really well. I think the when you look at what they did with the draft, I was impressed with some of their moves. Some of their other moves, not so much.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And when you do some of the things that they did, and that's true though. That's it. No more
free agency was a little questionable. Yeah,
we don't want to hear
outside
from
Pernell McPhee
from Mr. Happy Rah Rah anymore.
No, it's over. Did you send that memo to him already?
Well, I
send
wrote
that
it,
memo
I
and
wrote
you say,
it after
hey,
the
dude,
game.
Dude,
honeymoon's over.
No more. Yeah, that's it. No more.
I didn't think he was going to be all happy and joy today.
I didn't either.
But he got out of there relatively unscathed.
He's excited.
He gave us some things, though. I think Martellus is probably gone.
Yeah, probably. And I heard you guys having the conversation with Rich Campbell, and I'll just say this. Has there ever been a time when you've watched Martellus and thought he's not all about football when he's playing?
Never.
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 No, he's all about
That's
football.
Why I like him.
And I hope that doesn't the idea of, well, you know, he's got to be all football. And I'll give John Fox credit from guys that I've talked to, Sam Acho being one of them. Sam said that before he signed with the Bears, he said to John Fox, listen, I'm finishing my MBA, which means that there are going to be some things like days where I have to leave the complex early to get on a flight to go back to Phoenix so I can finish this thing. And John Fox told him, if you were my son, I would tell you to keep doing what you're doing. So it's not going to be any different. So while I think that it fits into the John Fox football-y narrative that he doesn't want guys with outside interest, the truth is that he's been pretty good about having those guys go and have outside interest.
If it were up to me, I would keep Martellus Bennett because he's one of the top five at his position.
Correct.
When you look at blocking and not just pass catching, mm-hmm. I mean, not just the Greg Olsen stuff.
But you're probably, to keep him happy, to keep him away from being that guy who's you don't want in your locker room and is just that with that edge to him, you're going to have to pay him again.
Not yet, though.
But I think that's what he wants, though. Remember?
I think that he's still going to go out. That's the thing about Martellus. He's still going to go play. You just might have to put up with the occasional press conference that goes a little sideways.
Or something in practice where he's bitching about targets.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Lawrence, that
I think it's more that than it is the media stuff. I think it's more that Zach Miller was getting the red zone calls and Martellus didn't like it.
Well, I mean, you can tell that there was a kinship between Cutler and Miller. And Miller when healthy, is pretty decent at running routes and catching the ball and whatnot. His question, that's never been the question about
him. Was he the last game?
Hurt again.
That's the question.
There it is again.
Can you trust him to be out there on the field with you? When you really start to go back and look at what happened this year, I mean, I know that Jay Cutler, you know, kind of lost it a little bit yesterday, but still.
Not really. His arm got hit.
I mean, it's three interceptions when he had a 15-game streak of not more than one.
His arm got hit. What's he supposed to do?
Twice. Two of those were where the arm hit because of Leno.
Yeah.
No blocky.
They liked Leno, though.
I know, yesterday. But no blocky.
I mean, Ziggy Ansah is a handful.
He is. There's a lot to be done. I heard it, and I don't know if you guys heard. Were they definitive about what Kyle Long's position next year was? I know that they said that they liked what he did, but I didn't hear them say that he's staying at right side or moving.
They lied about it the whole time last year.
I heard Tom Thayer the other day said he's reasonably certain that when next season starts, he will continue to be your right tackle.
I don't see why he wouldn't. Yeah,
that's what Tom thinks.
I thought that
he's Mr. Bear.
I thought he did a solid job at right tackle. And there was that stretch of about three games where he was like, ooh, bad. But there was also a stretch of games early on in the season where he was taking on the guy, like the main guy, and he was standing Justin Houston up, you know, what was making sure that the Jay stayed clean. And where I think he's great, where I think Kyle Long has an opportunity to be really great, mauling people in the run game. And you saw that over the last couple of weeks, him kind of getting back to that. He can be special at that position. And honestly, If he does play at that level, he will get paid handsomely.
Yeah, plus I was going to say, Adam, we're not in the locker room, and I don't ever want to be in another locker room. But he appears to be a great locker room guy.
There's no doubt
about it. Is that right, Lawrence?
Yeah,
he's just that guy.
I judge players as locker room guys. I judge them by how they behave after losses. And it's one thing I learned from being around Big Cat Williams on a lot of bad Bears teams. And just I've always thought of him as
all because of Big Cat
for accountability, professionalism, and understanding of how to lead at the toughest times. I think Long's terrific at that.
There's another guy that's terrific at it, and he probably not going to be here next year, and that's Forte. There's never one of those days where you're like, oh, where's Matt? Matt would come out, and he would tell you exactly what happened in the game and what guys needed to do to get better. I just think that he might price out of what the Bears are looking to spend on him.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack tickets, food, and soda. Start at only $89. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Some quick thank yous. Let's get out of Lawrence's way.
Matt Bowen, Zach Zaidman, Rich Campbell joined us today.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Amaticola.
And this is just a tremendous jump cut by Matt Forte. Watch as he presses the hole, jumps across as Patrick Omamame is able to push the defender to the side.
Oh, mama. All right. I love Matt Amaticola. He's our Dale Jr., just chilling, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Again, everybody gets opportunities. Things do change. One thing that's constant is there is change. I don't anticipate changes.
There's the quote of the day.
That's great.
There's another one. That's him. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing, and texting. We will do it all again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
CBS Wednesday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Carillon.
This is so exciting.